Alex Marlowe to Charlie Kirk, America outsourced our First Amendment rights to big tech. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 3, 2020. Breitbart News Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlowe told Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk on Saturday's episode of The Charlie Kirk Show that big tech is engaging in election interference, adding that Americans have outsourced our First Amendment to these businesses. "This is election interference," said Marlowe to Kirk during Saturday's podcast episode. "They promised us that they were going to make populism and nationalism a blip or hiccup, and that's what they've done. So any undecided voter going to Google, looking for information on Joe Biden, they're not going to get Breitbart content. They're probably not going to get any conservative content." Last week, Breitbart News reported that Google has purged the outlet from its search results. Search visibility for Breitbart on Google has been down 99% since the 2016 election, and searches for Biden and Joe Biden return zero Breitbart links. "Pick out your favorite Breitbart story of the day and search for the headline verbatim," said Marlowe. "The Breitbart article won't come up. You can search for an 11-word headline verbatim. It will not show up on Google." Marlowe added that it is important for Americans to realize that we have outsourced our First Amendment to these businesses. "And, by the way," he added, "most of the people are anonymous. Maybe the top one or two people in each company are known. That's about it. Almost everyone else can have this level of power and control without any accountability to the public. We don't even know their names." Kirk noted that the concept of breaking up the big tech industry is a conundrum in conservative circles. "It's actually very simple for me," said Kirk. "But for people that are free market fundamentalists, and I love free enterprise, I think it's the best system that we have, but I also ask myself the question, are you more loyal to free market fundamentalism, or towards first principles in our country?" Marlowe responded by affirming that big tech companies are using ideologically discriminatory tactics to choose winners and losers. "That is not freedom to me, that is oppression," he added. "And just because the oppression is not coming from the government, because it's coming from one industry, that to me is not freedom. That, to me, is the exact opposite." "Silicon Valley is a single-party leftist town," Marlowe continued. "They're under obligation to make sure the Democrats win. When they get up in the morning, they have to assure that's the case. And if not, then their platforms are being used for ill, they're being used for evil. That's the way they view you and me." Marlowe also mentioned that the big tech industry is one of the biggest lobbyists in Washington. "Lobbying is really a code word for bribery," said Marlowe. "And they're going around trying to buy off as many people as they can. And this is part of the reason why you hear crickets from the right. Even many of those who understand this is a problem. They still need to take that money. And I come here with a positive message," continued Marlowe. "I believe this is such a 360-degree win politically. I think the people see big tech as a villain, they want it taken on. And if you do that, I think the public will reward you. This is not a partisan thing," he added. "I think people who take on big tech, I think they will see some of that cash flow replaced by other good actors in the country who simply want our freedom back from these Silicon Valley giants." Marlowe concluded by noting Google CEO Sundar Pichai's remarks at a recent congressional hearing. Sundar Pichai talking about how proud he is that Google's free. "Yeah, because you're harvesting our data and you're selling it to people. That ability to lie like that is really unbelievable," he laughed. "That is a skill." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter @AtArmastrangelo, on Parler @Alana, and on Instagram.